A big flat top that's also a volcano.
Okay.
And they're both flat, obviously.
Would you just call those flat top hills as a general term, or is there another word you have for them? Mesa or butte or anything like
nah.
that?
Nah. Just little flat top. That's okay. all I know them as.
Do you know the terms butte or mesa?
I do.
You've heard them, but mm-hmm. don't really use them around here.
Not around here.
Okay.
I associate them more with New Mexico and Arizona.
Okay.
And places that actually have large mesas.
Okay.
We don't, not here, maybe other places, Colorado do, but we don't here.
Would those terms be used for something different, butte and mesa, you think, in your mind?
I don't know.
Okay. What about cliffs? Do you have any cliffs around here?
We have cliffs. There again, you have to go up high.
Or both ways.
Both ways.
Always.
Uh-huh. There again, a cliff to me is just a sharp drop. Just
yeah.
It doesn't have to be craggy or anything like that, but yeah, there are. Are very a lot of places where it's just a drop off,
okay.
and that to me is a cliff.
Something just came to my mind. When does this valley end? Somewhere in New Mexico?
At the border, at the New Mexico border.
New Mexico border.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Sangre de Cristo and the
San
Juan meet there, or is it something else?
You know, I don't know right off. I would have to really get out and look. But
okay.
we have the San Antone that ends the San Juan mountain range, basically.
Yeah.
And then there's kind of a gap in the Sangres
okay.
pick up there.
Do you have a personal favorite between those two mountain ranges?
I do. I have mountain land up in Conejos Canyon.
San Juan.
Uh-huh, the San Juan.
Boy, those are beautiful.
They are.
The first time last year.
Really? Yeah.
It's down at the coast.
And just a few weeks ago, a few years ago, I went to a place that I'd never really been before. It's privately owned land, and I got permission to hike. I had heard there were waterfalls up there, and they were beautiful.
Really?
I didn't want to leave. Just sat on the rocks and let the spray hit me. It was nice.
Are there any waterfalls in this immediate area,
mm-hmm.
then? I don't think so. Since there's no water.
Yeah.
What about irrigation? Was that a big thing here at one time?
It is. It's still used
mm-hmm.
quite a bit. A lot of the sprinkler systems have been brought in, and to me that saps the artesian well power, but, you know, whatever, float your boat. The older farmers and my dad up until a couple of years ago used the irrigation method.
Okay, so they had ditches. Did they have ponds at all?
No ponds. You'll find more and more man-made reservoirs and stuff, so to speak, now, but
okay.
no, just ditches that lead from the river that...
Are ditches you see along roads, is that
irrigation.
Something you find around most roads around here?
Yeah, usually. And they're all used for irrigation.
Okay, so they're not designed necessarily to get water off the road, but more just because
uh-huh.
they want to get it out of the fields.
Right.
Okay. What about, is there a term for poor soil around here that people use?
No. You'll hear people say the dirt's worthless or whatever, but...
Right.
It has a lot of alkali or, you know,
right.
something that will keep things from growing. But
what about productive soil? Is there a word for that?
Just good,
okay.
rich, rich.
Okay. Do you have sidewalks down here? You do? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Just down Main Street.
Just down
you won't
Main
find
Street.
Them down the side streets at all.
All right. Are the side streets paved here?
No.
For the most part? No.
Just the county roads, 1st and 9th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another word for paved roads?
A highway.
County road, maybe. What about dirt roads? Just dirt road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, I don't suppose you have a boulevard in this town.
No, we don't. Imagine.
I guess you got to go up to Denver to see those. Do you have a term for a roadway through a mountain?
A pass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything out in this valley called Badlands? People call Badlands?
No.
That's not
I'm sure in the older years there were, probably. Box canyons and things like that you can get in, and if you lose your sense of direction or the sun goes down on you, you're boxed in.
Yeah.
And
that's
you can get lost, you can get stuck. That wouldn't be fun, but
yeah.
I always associate Badlands with the Old West, you know.
Yeah. Do you have box canyons around
mm-hmm.
here?